by Jessica Goldfarb, JFGC Communications Specialist. The Jewish Federation of Greater Charlotte, JFGC, in conjunction with the Jewish Federations of North America, recently embarked on an organized fly-in to Washington, D.C., where they met with members of Congress and their staff to advocate on behalf of our community. This united effort aimed to amplify voices calling for support for Israel and measures to combat anti-Semitism. The Jewish Community Relations Council, JCRC, is the advocacy and public affairs arm of the JFGC. It acts as a voice for our Jewish community amid the Greater Charlotte community and advocates for the critical issues that we face. The Charlotte delegation, led by Douglas Green, JFGC's Government Relations and Public Affairs Associate, engaged in a series of strategic meetings with congressional representatives, delving into crucial topics including emergency aid for Israel, funding for FEMA's nonprofit security grant program, and support for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Throughout the fly-in, training sessions and meetings underscored the importance of effective advocacy techniques and collaboration. The event also featured sessions with distinguished speakers and activists, Gilly and Maya Roman, whose family member Yarden Roman spent 54 days in Hamas captivity, shared their poignant personal experiences from October 7th and ongoing efforts to secure the release of hostages still being held captive, particularly Carmel Gatt, Yarden's sister-in-law. Israel's ambassador to the United States, Mike Herzog, provided invaluable insights into diplomatic strategies, while Aliza Lewin, Elon Carr, and Ira Foreman offered perspectives on combating anti-Semitism on college campuses. Steve Menneker, JCRC chair, emphasized the imperative of vocal opposition to anti-Semitism on local, national, and global fronts. "Ultimately, we can't be quiet, because that's what hurts us," he said. He highlighted a quote from Congressman Richie Torres, inspired by Martin Luther King Jr., "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." This resonant message underscores the critical need for collective courage and advocacy within the community and with our allies. As Federation continues to champion these causes, we urge individuals to courageously speak out, recognizing that global change begins at a local level, often with something as simple, yet impactful, as a phone call to representatives.